Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Quarantine and it's Takeover Tuesday, where we allow you, the listener, to call in, take over the show. You don't like what we're talking about, we'll talk about it all night. You don't like what we're talking about, call in, change the subject. You don't like the music we're spinning, because I'll spin this shit all night. You don't like it, call in and let us know what you want to hear, because it's Takeover Tuesday. It's probably the only place in the world right now, where you can call in and take over a radio show. So that number is 563-999-3411. I'm DJ E Monster. I spin on the ones and twos around here. And this right here is one of the ladies of the hour. This is Miss Unbelievable. How are you feeling on this Takeover Tuesday, Mama? Hello.
Hey, hi. She's feeling monstrous. How's you feeling?
I'm feeling monstrous myself, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm ready to do this.
Okay. That's what's up. I'm ready to do this, too. You know, that's what we do. The podcast, making it happen.
Okay. So, as you people know, we got other things around here until y'all figure out y'all want to boss up, make it do what it do, you CEO, you. We got entertainment news, we got topics, we got other things for y'all. So one of the things, like I just said, we got entertainment news. We call it the who's bumping who and who's getting fat. The gossip lifestyle. So what we got on our list tonight, who's going to get it?
Well, we got LeBron James. We got to talk about this pilot. Joy Embiid, Cam Newton. And Oprah Winfrey.
And Oprah. Okay, we just had Gail.
We got Oprah.
Okay. I do want to throw one thing in here. If we got time, I want to ask y'all if y'all heard this crazy thing I heard about this coronavirus. And I know a lot of people are like, hey, everybody going crazy. Hey, it's the top of everybody news everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we going to talk about it. That's what we do over here. If Talk Radio Podcast. All right. Let's see. We got music for y'all. Let's see. Might got some independent music. I got some new upcomers. Let's see. I got some new music. I got a lot of stuff for y'all tonight. You about ready over there, Miss Unbelievable?
Born ready.
I don't know why I expected you to say anything less. So, alright, check it out. Women always, in the entertainment business, they always talking about women is thought. This right here is the man thought himself. G-Eazy and Tory Lanez and Tyga are, yeah, right here. It's called Still Be Friends.
So I'm the closest
we live,
thing,
y'all.
Can we can still be friends, though? And if you ever find a friend,
I'm just saying.
I'll be the closest thing.
You know,
can't be my girlfriend. Got a girl and my girl got a girl too. Scarface crib, it's my world too. My pillow recognize a perfume. Tell a man relax, she'll make it on by curfew. Time for cologne, I look like I'm on Playboy mansion, honey I'm home. Back door to Oracle, get I'm home. King
of the bay, getting dome on my throne. Oh, diamond in the rough, uncut gems. She not my girlfriend, no, we just friends. Somehow I fit six, all in one bins. All of us buddies, all friends. Looking like a snack, she'll devour me. Your boyfriend's whole salary's my hourly. Throwing bands in Miami, it's showering. Bad boy, I'm the white Mike Lowry.
Yeah. So I'm the closest thing. Now can
I'm
we
the closest
can
thing, baby.
Still be friends though?
Can we can still be friends? You know.
And if you ever find a friend, I'd be the closest thing. So can we can still be friends?
I'm just
though?
Saying. Yeah. T-Raw, yeah. I could pull any when it's automatic. Yep. Too many alcohol, I'm a big fanatic. Have my diamonds OD, chain so dramatic. Like I'm Adam Sandler, she call me Big Daddy. Yeah. I'm insane in the brain, but you know about it. I got shawty in the friend waiting in the lobby. Yeah. Logging in my account, that's my favorite hobby. I like a new with a new body. Bad I need all that. Here's my number, you can call that. Tell your nippy, he can fall back. I wanna make you mine, wanna own that. Go shawty, it's your birthday. Do what I say. Drink it up, I know you're thirsty. She say, baby, make it hard, but don't hurt me.
I know you don't do one night stands, so I'm the closest thing. Now can we can still be friends, though? And if you ever find a friend, I'd be the closest thing. So can we can still be friends, though? The mama thirsty, I said thirsty. Gym in a work day. I got wristwatch, I got big clock, I got a bunch of pretty bitch on a lip lock. See the rodeo, I'm rinsing it on TikTok. If you nasty when I f**k you, let my bitch watch. I said right cheek, I said left cheek. Hit it so good, you gon' feel it next week. When I get a pussy, they gon' arrest me. I be looking at it like, don't test me. Say that, that, on it, like, that. I be all up in the f**k till it's nothing up there. In the nighttime, up, yeah. No pun intended, shawty, you will come up, yeah. I know you don't do one night stands, so I'm the closest thing. Now can we can still be friends, though? And if you ever find a friend, I'd be the closest thing. So can we can still be friends, though?
Tory Lanez and Tiger.
Y'all know what that answer is, right? Y'all know what that answer is? You know what that answer is? Hell to the no, no. Hell to the no, no, no. And then no again. And then if I didn't say no, I would say hell to the no, no. No, 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 no. Damn it, we cannot be friends. Fuck that, no. I don't know you.
So, all right, at this point, we gonna bring Jazz in. Is that too, Jazz?
Yeah.
Hey, girl. Hey, y'all.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm safe. I'm breathing.
Okay. I like that.
How you doing?
She made it.
Mom.
She made it sound like
it went down. What's up, you monster? What happened?
What up? I don't know why, but I feel like y'all talking in codes and shit. It is what it is. I'm just saying. But now, what's going on, Jeff?
In the crib.
Just chilling. Taking it. Okay.
Watching,
hey, matter of fact,
watching,
before we get
watching
off.
Watching gangster movies.
Watching, standing here watching gangster movies. That's what's up. Hey, here's a question I do want to ask. Because it's something I seen on the news today. I think it was kind of funny, so I'm gonna bring it up. What does Netflix and chill mean today? Like if somebody says to you, what you gonna do? Netflix and chill?
Watch movies that turns into fucking.
Background noise while we fucking.
Okay. Okay. And you know what? Honestly, I think that's what everybody thinks. And I think that's the number one go-to. Reason why I say that because, what was it? Somebody had asked, I forgot who it was. Somebody had asked Michelle Obama what her plans was for the day. She said she go on Netflix and chill. So I think half of the world was like, oh, lucky Barack, you dig? Or poor Barack, either or. But, yeah, but they kind of say, no, they think that today, in today's age, in the beginning, that may have been what it meant. But in today's age, it does not mean that. So when people are saying from the coronavirus, they're going to Netflix and chill, they're just really going to watch a Netflix movie and just sit on the couch and chill.
No, that's just chilling. That's not Netflix and chill. Mm-hmm.
That's just chilling. We've been doing that forever. Netflix and chill is something totally different.
Boy, I just want them codes, them flags, bat signal.
Code
word. What are you trying to do?
Mm-hmm.
Netflix and chill. Mm-hmm.
All night night. What are we doing? Netflix and chill all night night.
Netflix is going to be the background music.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And chill means in our bed, on the couch, on the floor, in the chair, on the counter, on the washing machine, anywhere where there's background noise and we can hear it.
Right. So, hey, I don't care what you say. Michelle was on the low saying she's going to get it in. All right. I hope you got you some electrolytes there, Barack, because it's going. It probably already went down. No buns intended. But yeah. So, alright, y'all, we gonna keep it moving, giving y'all things to talk about. We used to say at the water cooler, but we gonna say in the motherfucking pantry or in the laundry room. A lot of you motherfuckers at home. Some people ain't. The ones that ain't want to be at home with you. The ones at home want to be at work. It's just what it is. But we're going to do this entertainment news. So who we got on this? Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Who head getting busted?
Well, we're going to start off with Cam Newton. He's free and he's hungry. Intense workout after the Panthers release him. So, y'all know this is free agent time for football. Everybody's moving around. The ex-Panther superstar is letting the entire NFL know he's already busting his ass for whatever team signs him for the next. He's 30 years old, and he's a former MVP, does workouts. He just released the workout that he did online. He says, no pity party, just work. Newton's final day as a Panther was filled with drama when the team announced they were granting the former number one overall pick a request for his trade. He said he never asked for the trade, but you know how the manipulative and narrative they want, they get. Newton ended his message saying, shine through the shade. So you got to think this dude is out to prove himself in 2020 if they have a season. So Cam is open.
Well, I think that the way shit's looking, how shit's looking, you can call it what you want to, but Cam going to end up in the XFL.
Wow.
That's where he going to end up. He going to end up in the XFL. Watch. Just to be playing.
I think a team will pick him up.
You think who's going to pick him up?
There's a lot of teams that needs a quarterback. New England. The Vikings. Oh, wait, they got a quarterback.
No, we got somebody to play the part. I'm going to stop.
That's why I laughed at it.
Beforehand.
Yeah, that's a no. The Pittsburgh Steelers need a quarterback.
I think Cam finna be looking for another job.
Right.
Or he going to be at home being somebody's housewife.
Well, a lot of athletes is looking like housewives right now.
Oh, if you're a housewife right now, athletes, call us up. Let us know how you feel about being called a housewife as a career member. They said that. Yeah, I didn't say it. They said that. 5, 6, 3.
Oh, Jazzy trying to kiss ass. They didn't say it. Jazzy said it. I did. I said it.
And Miss Unbelievable said it, but you don't know my real name, so what? What you gonna say? What? I was a housewife. I know what it is. Y'all ain't doing shit. That's it.
I was a housewife too.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. And that's hard. It's hard work, but then it's not. It's hard work, but it's not. The hard work is dealing with the man that you with. Dealing with the bitch assness that you got with your man. That's the hard part.
Yeah, that's the very, 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 very hard part.
That.
And you know what? I'm glad you kicked on that barn door right there, because that's like one of the things that they're talking about like right now. With the quarantine, everything, people are being confined to actually have to deal with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm talking about this, like, I've seen things where people are talking about, and y'all can tell me how you feel about it, where couples have to stay home. Both of them can't work right now because of the quarantine. And they get so fed up, and one is like, I need some time to myself. I'm going over here. Don't come over here. I need time to come over. Yeah. Don't come over here. You got
it'd
the downstairs.
Like
I got the upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing. If you don't like each other, like, and if you're staying for whatever reason, like for the kids or for the finances or for the prestige, you're not going to make it. Like, seriously, because if you were used to him being on his schedule or her being on her schedule and y'all living separately but living in the same house, it ain't going to work. But if you always have that relationship where y'all together, y'all laugh, y'all can find some things that have like minds and y'all already was playing and already, then y'all be doing just fine because it'll be as routine. But those who don't like one another and they're in the same house, yeah, divorce will probably be on the rise after this coronavirus is
quarantine.
Subsiding.
Right. See, that's exactly what I was going to, exactly the point I was getting at. Like, I know this sounds more like a comic cafe conversation where it's therapy, but hey, it is what it is. I mean, like you just said, I mean, if y'all really don't really, like you said, if y'all just stick around for whatever reasons, then yeah, y'all going to be like, I need my time, space. Get away from me. but if it's really like y'all really, really, truly into each other, y'all going to enjoy this time to be able to spend with each other a little bit more than
mm-hmm.
normal. You know what I mean? I know some of y'all are like, oh, no, fuck that, da-da-da-da-da. Well, you probably on that spectrum of y'all going to be fighting. Either that or there's a player in the house. Hello. They need to go over there and check in with the little side thing.
I seen something mm-hmm. online that said if you call in your man girl, then you done left your man as well. So like this is like exposing if you got side chicks, if you got ex, if you just clowning, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Like if your pastime is your side chick and you gotta stay at home with your wife, you in trouble. Like, you just jacked up.
Facts.
I mean, I guess, maybe.
Because you're
spending
your time.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, a true side chick would know you a side chick, motherfucker. When I got time, I holler at you. I ain't got no time
but
right now.
No,
I can't holler at you.
That's not always true. Side chicks have, like, y'all read y'all my thing. Side chick has rules to the game, but they have their time and their specific time and their split time. And if you are not making sure that you have let your side chick given her time, you're going to have an angry side chick who's going to start clowning. And there's a reason why you got your side chick is to satisfy that urge that you're not getting from your main. And if you got to be quarantined with the main, you're going to want that urge.
I've been a side chick before, but I was in control of the situation because we was really seeing each other on my time.
See, to me, that's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong because I guess I see a side chick different than a motherfucker just cheating. Because a motherfucker just cheating, you know what I mean? They just, you know what I mean? They do what they can. A true side chick knows. But, you know, I mean, I don't know really. I just, maybe, I guess. I'll be watching too many movies, I guess. Because, you know, I don't really have that that luxury of life to have someone like that. So I really don't know the lifestyle. So I guess I'm going off of movies and how I imagine it would be. But, okay, okay. I guess they can be in charge. So you say there's certain times to it. You know what? Let's keep moving. This is something we ain't supposed to be on this. We're supposed to be on who's bumping who, who's getting fat. I'm over here taking notes and shit. Who else we got on the top block? Who else we got?
Okay, remember we was talking yesterday about booze and, you know, your husband, you know, would you, you know, be there for them? Would you go to them? You know, would you stay at home? Remember we were talking about that yesterday? If you don't, go back to Monsters Radio, Monsters Monday, yesterday when we was on there. So listen to this. Oprah Winfrey, Stedman's in the guest house. He didn't take the virus seriously. Oprah's longtime partner, Stedman, isn't getting any snuggles during these days of shelter at home. He is in the guest house, but you could call it the doghouse too. Oprah's been quarantined at her home in Santa Barbara during the coronavirus pandemic, but in an interview, she revealed her longtime partner is separately self-isolated in their guest room for an important reason to protect her health. She says she's more at risk because she has had pneumonia last year and recently got off meds following a bronchitis infection, but it's still mostly Stedman's fault he's not able to be by her side now. Stedman outside the window waving. She claims Stedman is one of those people who don't take the COVID-19 serious enough and was late to the party and getting on board with her precautions. Oprah says Stedman flew from Chicago to California just on Thursday, and when he asked her what the procedures was coming home, she told him, the procedure is you ain't coming and sleeping in my bed. That's what Oprah said. Have you not been paying attention? Social distance does not mean you go and sleep in the same bed with the person when you get off of American Airlines. Oh, say it ain't good. So Stedman's happy to be keeping her safe. She says, and her girls bring him meals daily and have chats between the windows. But for the record, he is not tested for the virus either. They're just being extra cautious, and it's only for a couple of weeks.
Y'all know Oprah gay as hell.
Why you say that?
Man, Stedman is her cover up. That's why his ass in the guest house. What y'all talking about?
Well, I think y'all can tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, what did Stedman do before he became Oprah's boyfriend? Because that's like the only title he got now. Oh, that's Oprah's boyfriend. Not her husband. That's her boyfriend.
I can't remember what Stedman did.
Did he work for Jet Magazine?
He's been in there for a long time, though.
Yeah, he's been on the side for a long time. I think he's just a submissive male. You know what I mean? All males, everybody in the world is not alpha. It is what it is. It's not designed to be that way. Everybody can't be an alpha. We'll just be at it all fucking day. They're our followers. They're our leaders. They're our alphas. And he is a submissive guy. Okay, baby, that's what you want. That's what you get. Do-do-do-do. Because I don't really know too many men that would in that position. Either Oprah got some good-ass pussy or... or I don't know what to tell you. Because, I mean, damn. Matter of fact, if I was him, I be saying, go get your ass rechecked, motherfucker. You was the one with bronchitis pneumonia last year. Ain't that part of the shit that you get from coronavirus? I'm just saying, why you got me in the guest house talking all that jazz from in the house. Shit, got motherfuckers bringing me food. What the? What? See, I'm an alpha. I don't go for that. What? My bag. I'm trying to, you know, I'm going to stop because I'm just making Stedman look bad. Like I said, every man ain't like that. Some men are cool. They, you know, they follow. Okay. If that's what you want, baby. That's what you're going to get. That's what's going to happen. And if that's what it is, that's what it is. But what'd you say? Who sent you with this food? If you don't take this back up there, I'm coming up there and eat. I'm eating in the house. Have me in the guest. You know what? I'm going to stop. I'm going to quit.
But on the flip side, you know that I'm already like, if you know, like if you didn't take it serious, and I know you don't take it serious, but I take my health serious, like I would look at you like, you ain't taking it serious. You just got off a plane with all them people who could have it, and you know my health is bad, and you know it was compromised. You do, I don't know if I would want you in my bed either. Like, you already know that I'm sickly, so what do you want me here and put your pride aside and just go there till I know that I'm all good, especially when you get to come back later? Like, I'm just playing the devil's advocate. Like, how is that fair? You should have stayed home. I'm good. I know you want to be by me, and I know you want to be here. I appreciate that. I appreciate that gesture, but I don't appreciate all the people that you just passed through or went by. You know, that could have sneezed on you, could have had it. I don't appreciate that. And then you bring it to me, then I'm going to be mad if I get it from you.
Yeah. Hey, that's, see, I feel you. I feel you. But that's the part where Stedman go, look, Oprah, I know you got a lot of money, baby, but I'm prettier than you. I ain't got to put up with this bullshit. Get in, I can go get my old career, and I can be, my title be Oprah's ex-boyfriend. And still make a lot of money off of that. But you better let me come in the house.
I
don't
I appreciate you. I appreciate. It'd be different if we was there together, like you was there, and then I sent you out. But you're coming to me. Nah. See, there's a difference. If we was there together, and I was in the midst, then I'll be okay. But if you're coming to me, and you was in a safe place, and I was in a safe place. Now, I appreciate the gesture that you want to be with me in this time, but now you can't,
see,
you can't come in.
See, now this is a perfect example, like how women always try to act like men are the cool ones in this situation. Okay, she kicked it. Okay, what about, was it Albert? What's his name? Albert?
Ildris
Elba. I can't
see it. Yeah. Mr. Albert.
Yeah,
Albert
see,
Ildris.
You got problems now. We know who we talking about. His wife stuck with him. She caught the motherfucking shit.
She was by his side, though. She was there. She was already there.
Hello?
Right? She didn't. Hello?
Okay. She went, was she on the movie set?
She was already there. Yeah.
She was
everywhere already
there.
Everywhere with him. She was already there. They was already together. Mm. The damage was already done. See, if the damage is already done, baby, I'm sticking with you. But don't bring the damage to me or potential damage to me. That's selfish.
Okay. I don't know.
But I respect your gesture that you want to be with me. I love that part. That's so cute. But that's not cute right now.
That's so cute. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know. I just don't want to admit I'm wrong, but you might be right on that one.
The alpha male in you is just like, dang, maybe. Because then what if you get it from me and then you get mad? And then I don't, like, or, you know what I'm saying? and then I clear up all quick and you still sick or you pass away, then your family looking at me like, you gave it to him. Well, he came. You know, there's like a twofold. It's almost like the, it's like the kids going to, it's like the kids going to spring break and they come back, right? And you give it to your grandma and your grandma passed. Now you looking at her like, you little wild ass heifer, you could have stayed your ass at home. That's the same thing. You little narrow ass man, you could have stayed your ass in Chicago. Now I'm you see what I'm saying? It's the same issue, especially if you already safe and I'm safe. We could FaceTime, we can Skype, we can sext in, we can do all that for 14 days and then you come on through when we done. Well, I can come on through. I can board a plane and then you know American Airlines, you don't even fly private. Where ain't nobody on the plane with you the plane in the, come on, bro. You got Oprah money. Borrow that.
Well, see, that's another thing. That's another thing. What the hell are you doing on American Airlines? You fucking over. Oprah ride on American Airlines? See, that's that bullshit. See? See, imagine if that was Stan, man. He put her out there. Y'all be calling it Ike and Tina and shit. See, this is that bullshit. Mm-hmm. Ooh, somebody loud in the background. So, all right, hold on. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get back into this who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Ooh, I don't like her right now. She might be right, y'all. She might be right. This is Levi High, Danny Leah, featuring the baby. I'm only playing the clean version, though. Take over Tuesday.
Hit us up. 563-999-93411. DJ, you could have get dirty. You could have got dirty. We get dirty right now.
You should read it, get your cash up. Ask me if I give a fuck, I wouldn't give my life.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's call this a boot check. I just pulled up with my new flex. Yeah. She love to call me babe. Got a husband. She like, why you do that? Let's go. I know how to make me mad. We hop out of swag. I got the bag. She got on them jeans that say high on the way. I can throw up that phone when I'm grabbing at her. Yeah, you know how I do. I done found some new babe. My new boots take like 2 or 3 showers a day. I'm still cool if I lose all my followers a day. Before I knew about music, I found me a play. I told her to sneak my little gun in the club. Flirt with the security. I like you, babe. You got them.
She got high jeans sitting right. Keep that.
Wow.
Instagram flex. Basically, getting gas. The rest in my face, boy, by a
fact. Yeah.
I'm a city girl, it's only right that I act.
Huh?
Yeah. It's the way I act.
Okay.
Drink my water and my fruit, so everything be smashed up. Getting rich with dummies, you should read it, get your cash up. Ask me if I give a fuck, I wouldn't get my last. Don't act like you know who I am. I'm who I am, and you a fan. I'm up you, now that's where we stand. Keep that Instagram flex, basically getting gassed up. The rest in my face, boy, by back up. I'm a city girl, it's only right that I act up.
Take over Tuesday. So, all right, we're bringing it back. I'm DJ E Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable and Jazzy B. We on this who's bumping who and who's getting fat. Who else we got? The clown. Whose head we got on bus over here, Miss Unbelievable?
Okay, so since we was talking about planes and stuff, so the coronavirus got pilots fleeing out the cockpit window to avoid infected passengers. So two airlines in Southwest Asia abandoned airship after hearing they had potential coronavirus infected passengers on board, and their escape is bonkers. The video on here, I will put it on our Monstar page, shows Monstar Facebook page, shows the Air Asia pilots moments as they landed in New Delhi, popping out of the cockpit window and getting down to the tarmac that way, rather than go to the cabin with the rest of the crew and passengers. The reason for their haste and awkward retreat was there was a rumor there had a couple sneezing travelers. The pilot opens up the hatch and slithers through, safely making his way onto the air steps before helping his buddy out. They were acting pretty cray-cray about it, but come on, this ain't normal. Apparently, word started circulating mid-flight about suspected cases in the front row, so it looks like the pilot didn't want a chance being anywhere near those seats. As it turns out, nobody was actually infected. The passengers were screened and tested negative. The plane was fumigated and cleaned. Still better safe than sorry.
That motherfucker said, hell no. He got the fuck up out of there. Oh, wow. He said they went out the window. So that's
window.
Out the front of the plane. Out the front mm-hmm. of the plane. Like the window that they look out, like at the sky.
Mm-hmm.
They went out that window. Oh, wow.
That window. That window where, you know, if you're the person who is ushering the plane in and they looking mm-hmm. through that window.
Damn, that's like if you was riding in your car, that'd be like kicking out your windshield to get out because somebody got in your back seat and coughed. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
He was not playing.
And then they was like, homie. And so that's like, so, okay, so that's like you riding with, like you said, with your homegirl in the car. And then, you know, you got somebody in the back seat coughing and clowning, and you looking back like, yo, what, you know, dang, you know what I'm saying? And you get out, and then you look at your homegirl like, you ain't coming? Like, what if the pilot, the co-pilot didn't want to come? What if he was cool with the situation? You know, the pilot was like, you coming with me. Like, what if you don't want to go? You ain't got no choice. Or do you go? Y'all talking about it through mid-flight? You doing it? I'm doing it? You going? I'm going? Like, for real? How do you have that conversation and still fly the plane?
Right. Wow. Wow. Hey, this is a news flash just in. It looks like all pimps have been banned from slapping hoes due to the coronavirus. So just an update for y'all in the California area. Okay. What else we got on this? Who is fucking who? Oh, but all right. What else we got on this? Who's bumping? Who's getting fat?
All right, we got several people who has been, you know, giving. So Joel Embiid Embiddy praises Sixers for paying staff, donates $500K to the coronavirus relief. So, Embiddy is applauding his team for doing the right thing and paying the staffers, saying, in these trying times, I'm proud of the Sixers organization for reversing course and doing a 180. Let's focus on beating this virus now. Let's be responsible and trust the process. So, the 70s owner, Josh Harris, is realizing how bad of an idea it was to cut staff salaries during the virus suspension, saying, after listening to our staff and players, it's clear that that was the wrong decision. He has reversed it, and he will be paying these employees full salaries. To our staff and fans, he apologized for getting this wrong because a lot of people stepped up. And so Joel Embiddy is gunning to help those in need do a 180 during the coronavirus pandemic, donating $500,000 to medical relief. But the 76ers isn't stopping there. The 26-year-old is vowing to financially support team staffers who have been asked to take a pay cut during the NBA suspension. As Adrian Wojnarowski reported Tuesday morning, 76ers employees who make more than $50K a year are being required to accept a 20% salary reduction, and the remaining staffers have been asked to voluntarily take the cut. The amount Embiid will share out for his fellow Sixer employees will depend on how many will need financial support during the league's hiatus. and Betty joins the following NBA stars like Kevin Love, Zion Williamson, and Giannis, who vowed to support arena and team staffers during the coronavirus suspension. So everybody has stepped up to help those who need some dollars.
Oh, he probably got the shame on his ass because, I mean, I'm going to keep it 100. A lot of the other teams already did that. You know what I mean? Like, I believe the Lynx did it. Twins did it. Timberwolves was going to step up and do it. These motherfuckers giving millions of dollars, yeah, to pay all them people, the people that usually work the stadiums and shit like that, and all the other little employees that work for the teams. Because, you know, the suspension and everything, yeah, they've been giving them full pay. So for him to even say you can only get a percentage, I mean, like, wow, that's probably what happened. But still, he stepped up, did what he's supposed to do, so that's got to be, applauded. So, he get kudos for that.
But why put people in a panic at first? You know what I'm saying? Why put them in a panic saying, I'm not going to pay you? You know, so now they going home like, baby, how we going to eat? How you going to, you know, tell your kids we ain't got no food? As a husband, how you going to tell your family we ain't got no food because you work for this person for so long and they decided not to? And then it takes the people who you pay to pay somebody else? Is that what we're coming to? So you pay me, now I'm paying those people, and so now you look bad, so now you want to join in and start paying folks when you should have been doing it all along? Like, the staffers is how you can be able to have someone there. If they're not there, it ain't going to work. Your staffers make things happen. Y'all don't. And so you wasn't going to pay your workers? That's just so disrespectful, like, on all levels. Like, that means you don't honor what we do. You don't honor that if we weren't here, you couldn't go to the stadium and give the tickets. You couldn't do all the stuff. So why would you cut that? That's so wrong. Like, respect the people who's around you, no matter how much money you got. And the players know if it ain't for the fans coming to see them, what y'all going to be playing each other? It's going to be like you playing basketball back in the hood where ain't nobody really there but you and your boys. How much fun is that going to be?
Right. You're going to have the people on the bench running the concession stand. I'm just saying. So my dog, hurry up and make that hot dog. You going in a minute. Damn it. What's wrong with you?
Right. Serious. Like, you next. Where that water at? Oh, wait. We ain't got no water. Why? Because y'all ain't get it from the vendors? Oh, well, we just got to be thirsty. I'm going to fall out. Or fall out. We ain't got the medical person here. You can't fall out. You see what I'm saying? Come on.
Yeah. Well, at least they did it now, though. I mean, you know. At least they did it now.
Okay, so LeBron James sued by NBA photographer, you jack my pics for Facebook likes. So an NBA photog claims LeBron stole his picture and posted it on social media without permission. And now the guy is pissed, suing the Lakers superstar looking for payment. The photographer's name is Stephen Mitchell and says back on December 13th, he shot a sick photo of LeBron dunking on Myers Leonard in a Lakers Heat game in Miami. The problem, Mitchell says, he knows LeBron took the image shortly after the game and threw it up on his Instagram and Facebook page without Mitchell's consent. Some photogs don't mind the publicity, and Brown was clearly apprehensive of the art capturing the pic. What a time to be alive, and I'm living pure joy. Thank you. But Mitchell clearly wasn't happy. LeBron didn't reach out first, and now he's suing the NBA legend. According to the docs, Mitchell is asking for any cash LeBron may have made. Alternatively, Mitch seeking up to $150,000 for each time Brian used the pick. Dope pick, though. We reached out, but no answer from LeBron's camp. Are you serious right now? are you?
No,
I just got to get past. Are you freaking kidding me? Are you serious? And then I have a comment. I just got to hear somebody else's.
Well, you know me. You know, I'm going to be the technical guy. I'm going to throw legalities in there. So, you know, if you want to say your stuff first, you might want to say that. Before I come in with my legalities and my technical references on how those things work.
Well, first of all, I don't know how those things work because I thought I could take a picture and I can – it's – you taking a picture of me. I didn't think I had to have a release form for a photo that you taken of me. I didn't know that I have to ask permission to jack photos that you put up of whatever you put up for a permission. I know you have to ask permission for music. I never knew you had to ask permission for photos, because if that's the case, everybody on Facebook, Instagram, all those people that jack other people's memes, who jack people's photos, should have to pay somebody. So for this to really be for real, like, I don't understand that. Like, is it specific photographers that they bring to the game that you have to ask permission that, you know, once they're done with them to use them? Or are these just regular folks? Like, I don't get it. Like, because a picture's a picture. I know a picture says 1,000 words. That means you should get $1,000 for it. But you can pay them for using your image? Is it the same as is it the same as paparazzi's?
Now,
help me
that
understand.
Is a good question. The same as the paparazzi. That's a good question. But I think where the paparazzi's win, I think a lot of times because they're on public property, they're in public. Those type of things, they're celebrities. So I think there's things that go with that. The first question when it comes to that picture, you do have a case there on one point, and that's probably where LeBron's going to win. And if this does not apply, if he's a photographer and he's on an NBA floor, he's probably being hired by the NBA or an associate of the NBA who has rights to take these pictures. That's what they're there for. I'm pretty sure when LeBron, Michael Jordan, any of these other big stars, when they signed up to play in the league, they signed up saying these people can take pictures of them and they will be posted. They have the right to use them. Okay? Now, the part where, okay, now where LeBron took his picture and how Duke can come at him, even have the audacity to come at him, is because when a photographer takes a picture, that picture is that of the person taking the picture. Now, whoever camera it belongs to, it goes to the person who takes that picture because it's considered art form.
Right.
With my eye, I did the right depth and everything to take that picture. So I own that picture. So even if I'm a photographer and I come to your wedding and I take pictures of you, what you sign is the right to use my picture. You don't own my picture. I own those pictures of you at your wedding. I own that.
Right.
And when I give you the other pictures, you have the license to show them. You cannot take this picture and make money off of it. Now, if you take this picture and make money, that's how I can sue you. You have the right to post it so people can view it. You can't use it commercially or anything else. I own that picture. So that guy who took, he owns that picture. Now, he put it on his thing, as public display. That might be one point where he might lose too. But LeBron may have a – now, if he don't have that license with the NBA and he don't have the – if he don't have that, then he would need the release from LeBron to be able to post his image, because I'm pretty sure his image is protected some way, somehow.
Yeah.
You know, so if Duke would try to take LeBron's picture and then sell it, I think he would have to pay LeBron money unless he has a release form from LeBron saying you can do it. So, and that's what I think Duke was looking for. He was trying to get – he wanted LeBron to reach out first so he can say to LeBron, hey, I'll sell you that picture. That's what he wanted, but he didn't get that. For LeBron to say, okay, this is who took the picture, because that's how else he would make his money. If it's a great picture, then the credit goes to photographer name, bloop, bloop, bloop. That's how photographers get paid on their resume. I got pictures of LeBron, doo-doo-doo. So when he goes and says, I need $10,000 for your wedding, well, hell, why would I pay you $10,000? Well, hell, look, I took this picture of LeBron. Bloop, 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 bloop. And that's how they get their money through credits. So that's how that will work. So there's, you know, plays on both sides, but that's how the technicality would be in that situation. But what I think is going on here is I think sometimes with people, they'll sue you just for the publicity. Like now, dude will be recognized for that picture. Because it'll go down that he sued him over that picture. Anytime somebody looks up that picture, come up being sued, had been sued over this picture, bloop, 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 by a photographer, such and such and such. Now he's getting the recognition he needs in order to, you get what I'm saying? So that's what I really think his lawsuit is really about, just to say, hey, I took the picture. I ain't going to win. I know it. But, hell, I took the picture. So, yeah, I think that's what that is.
Okay. Well, that was all. Well, who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? But I got a question. Jazzy B.
Yeah.
Jazzy.
Yes, ma'am.
It might be out.
Y'all tickets are $175 for breaking curfew.
Well, I'm actually in Fulton County. That's actually in another part of Georgia. That's actually where my sister lives at, in DeKalb County.
Okay.
But yes, it is $175 for breaking curfew.
And what's the curfew time?
Wait.
I believe it's at 9. I think it's the same as over here. It's at 9.
So you guys got to be in the house by 9 o'clock?
Yeah. Doesn't seem like anybody's following those rules that, you know, if you get pulled over, then you're going to get ticket.
Wow.
Wow.
And what if you don't pay these tickets?
I guess your ass is going to jail.
Oh, stop playing. So what time is your curfew? Like, from what to what?
9 to 7.
Oh, wow.
But my friend, just that video I sent y'all in our group, my friend, one of his friends called him from the military, saying that nobody should be out after 11:30 because they're spraying chemicals in the air, which, no lie, every night I hear planes, like a lot of planes. And then it dawned on me, like, damn, they spraying shit in the air.
They've been spraying shit in the air, though. That's nothing new. Like, nothing new.
I be seeing the little jets with the, you know, the little mist behind it. So I always knew about them, but this is supposed to be chemicals to get rid of the coronavirus. This is supposed to be something different.
Oh well, guinea pigs we always been, so ain't nothing new.
Yeah.
So that shit is real, but you said.
I'm waiting on the zombies.
Okay. Seeing we throwing that out there. Now, I've seen a thing, and they was talking about viruses, and the viruses are susceptible to, can be triggered with electricity, things like that. And I seen a thing that, you know, I'm wondering if y'all heard about it too. Now, I can't verify if this shit is real or not. I'm just saying, you know, I'm putting it out here. Maybe y'all heard about it too. But it was talking about with this new 5G and the 5G electronically or some electrodes or some shit stimulates the motherfucking virus and makes it active and things like that. And they're saying as soon as they turned on the 5G is when the shit started. And so when people use a 5G, it's actually stimulating the virus and shit like that. Did y'all hear about that one?
Something like that. But there are so many, like, theorists and all kind of stuff out that you just be like, whatever. Shut up. Y'all sounding dumb and dumber. Like, it's just like, you just be like, we don't know exact. They don't really know, but I know it's from pet to human, human to human, and it lasts on different things for a long time. It lasts on copper for a certain amount of time. It lasts on your packages for a certain amount of time, and it lasts on metal for a certain amount of time, and then on your fabrics. So it lasts. It's airborne. It lasts. So could some 5G or could some electricity or something activate it more or have it last longer? Absolutely. Because it's already falling on, and it's yeah. But it can't, I don't think it's activated that way.
Right.
Can it be heat resistant? Mm. Yeah. They say it's water resistant. It's saying it's resistant. Hey, it's getting on you the craziest way. So if you got a box, I don't even know how to put gloves on when you open up boxes now and, you know, wipe down your car doors and because you don't know who's sneezing on your car door handles. Like, you just don't know. We may have to be wearing gloves everywhere now.
Right. I'll be honest, yeah, that's what I'd be thinking, that, you know, I mean, wearing some little rubber gloves when I go everywhere because I don't know how clean they be keeping places now. You know what I mean? I always thought that before, but I never took the precaution. But now I'm kind of like, yeah, okay, I might have to do that. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm going to go as far as having that mask thing, but yeah. But
I mean,
you know,
really
I'm
get creative.
I don't go nowhere unless I have to. You know what I mean? If I ain't got to go, I ain't going. Hell to the hell no. I ain't going.
That's me too. We can get creative. You know, us creative minds, let's make some type of, you know, gloves that are fashionable, you know, little mittens that's washable or little gloves that's washable that's not as heavy as regular winter gloves and shoot. Think about it like that. That works with the cell phone.
Wearing oven mitts. Yep, I'm making oven mitts. Unflammable oven mitts. Yeah, you know, the ones you cook with in the kitchen. Them. Yeah, I'm making that.
You wear oven mitts and you get a good slap. Say, come here, bitch, let me slap you. Psh, that's a good oven mitt slap. How about that?
Hey, you won't leave it a bruise. Get in. Might leave some Teflon stripes, but hey, it won't leave a bruise. But all right, let's see. We almost at the end of the show. So let's see. What we got tomorrow? Tomorrow's what, Wednesday? Shit, do I even got some sexy music for y'all? Shit, I don't think I even got no sexy music. It's not loaded up yet. I can go find some. Or should we keep it fast? You know what I mean? Because of the quarantine? Because of quarantine, should I really play slow music? I mean, during the quarantine?
Absolutely.
Maybe I should play some
fast.
Absolutely. And don't just play old school slow music. Cause,
right,
you know,
represent. Represent your birthday tomorrow, because, you know, play that music
take it back.
All tomorrow. Play all your favorite songs tomorrow. All your faves. That is all about you tomorrow. Play all your favorite songs tomorrow. It's your birthday.
See, you know
my
what?
My birthday on the 5th, so I'm sending in music for next Wednesday. I wanted all my playlists played.
Oh, see what I'm saying? Get that playlist together.
So you know what?
Go back to your nasty days. Go back to your nasty days. Like, you know, your whole days. Go back all the way back. Don't just be like your save days. Go back to your whole days so we can, like, really get a feel about how nasty you was tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. First of all, I wasn't no hoe. That's first of all. Second of all, you know I don't be trying to remember my birthday, but you want to keep reminding me what day it is. And number three, see, now I gotta put gas. hold on. Now I gotta put together a playlist for Jazzy birthday. See, now you're working me, Pimpin'. You're working me. God damn, I don't like you. This is the end of the show.
Well,
you gonna
have
a
playlist for my birthday on the 14th. You know what I'm saying? It's all good though.
See, it's just more work. See. In the name of my
Aries
birthday,
Nation.
I refuse you.
At least I ain't asking you to make me the birthday shirt.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to play the outro music for y'all really work. Not
you know what, Jazzy?
We're
going to turn him into a birthday cake tomorrow. Birthday cake. Yeah.
Remix to my play. Remix. Good night.
Well, Wednesday. Solemnly speak to be there. In effect.
Good night. Y'all ready?
I